Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Mike Tomlin again started his press conference by blaming the offense for settling for field goals, which I think is still crazy that that's his number one takeaway from this game. If only we had cashed in and turned those drives into touchdowns, we would have been fine. When the opposing quarterback completed 20 consecutive passes in a row, he's had a chance to talk about this game twice, and he hasn't brought that up either time.
He's also led with more or less complaints or down talk towards the offense both times.
And I think this answer here that I'm about to play drives home that point even more. Dulac always gets the first question. It's kind of old-fashioned the way that they do it. I just want to show up at a press conference one time and try to beat him to it to get him mad at me. I did that in Indy.
You did get the first one in?
I went for it, and then he just powered right through it. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going
to
stop talking.
You're tough to power through in that setting.
So I'm just maybe like, I'm going to concede it.
Maybe he was just on autopilot, and the thought of somebody else actually talking never occurred, so he didn't even hear
it. That was also the trip where the Colts GM, I think, took the loudest dump I've ever heard in my entire life.
Really?
Oh, yeah. In the press box there.
Like,
it was like bellowing and echoing.
You couldn't hear it outside the bathroom, could you?
No, and I was in there. Okay. And it was just like a thunderous noise.
Man.
Yeah.
High pressure job.
I guess. It sounded like thunder. It
like
sounded
like a rolling thunderclap.
It was just
Donnie,
it was
have
jarring.
You ever heard of a dump described as being thunderous?
I was
I'm just trying to think
hands.
Of like boom.
I was washing my hands and it sounded like the force of it would hurt.
Well, I mean, if it's...
It must have crazier acoustics than the bathrooms here. Those have some pretty good acoustics.
I was going to say, I have to assume then is if it was that loud of a dump, the splash probably hit him and he had to do a whole undercarriage clean off. I mean, that's ugly right there.
Anyways.
Yes.
So this clip here that I have is from a Dulac question about what Hayward said after the game about showing fight and those things. And Tomlin took this opportunity to say something else that I think, okay, the first one about settling for field goals isn't like a total shot at Rodgers, but I think this one is a bigger one, which I don't know why you'd even want to imply or indirectly make it sound like you're kind of peeved off at your quarterback, but I think he's saying that in this clip. Here it is.
I certainly agree with that. I don't think I like how we responded to the explosion plays, field flipping plays, drive producing conversion third downs that happened in the third quarter. I didn't think our offense responded very well to the non-call on the first third down of the half. And, you know, you don't always have control over what happens to you in game. Rest assured, some things are going to happen. There's ebb and flow over the course of 60 minutes. But in that instance, as a collective, we feel like we didn't respond in any appropriate or the desired way. We didn't smile in the face of it. We didn't produce the type of plays that counteract those things and get the balance back in our favor. We're certainly being critical of ourselves, and we're utilizing that as fuel as we prepare for our next opportunity.
No quarterback in the NFL takes more pride in getting free plays than Aaron Rodgers. And when he
made a career out of it.
And when he feels like he gets ripped off, he doesn't hide his feelings at all. The NBC cameras went right to him. He was furious.
He's had that look about him many times in many games so far this year.
He was livid that they had missed that call.
He was incredulous and mad at the same time. How could you miss it? And oh my God, you actually did miss it.
And furious over it, right.
Yeah. Well, because to him then, not getting the call makes the play a wasted play because he attempts a throw that he might not otherwise attempt.
So when Tomlin says today that the offense really didn't handle that missed call well, they didn't smile in the face of it, and it negatively affected them in the game after that. He's obviously talking about Aaron Rodgers. Who else could he be talking about? He doesn't think that Troy Fautanu went about his business the right way? We know who he's talking about there. It's the guy who is the most animated over those types of mistakes and has the most control out of like capitalizing on those mistakes and feel you could see it on him when he's on the bench or on the sideline or in the game. Like, again, though, it's just of all the things to harp on from this game, it's a very weird one for Tomlin to,
to be latched on
yes,
to like that?
Yes, exactly.
Or I have a theory on it that I don't think I've said before, though.
Go ahead.
Maybe
why
it's not
is he hyper-focused on it,
so
of
maybe
all
it's
the
not
things?
Maybe it's not even a theory. It's more of just an explanation and I think a shortcoming of his and of theirs. I think that he coaches football and strategizes for such a razor-thin margin in most games that stuff like that, not getting that small not a small call. It was a big play, obviously. It would have been at worst 3rd-and-2 for them, and they probably get it because they can get 2 yards.
Yeah.
I think he works within such almost deliberately small margins that stuff like that takes on added importance compared to other teams. For example, I'll just try to use it in a real football example. If that play happens to the Chiefs and they're playing the Packers and they don't get that call, Mahomes throws the exact pass, defensive back makes that or linebacker makes that nice play to knock it away on the pass that does get attempted, and they have to punt because it's 4th-and-8. One, I don't think that like it becomes that big of an issue and the game turns because, frankly, Mahomes and the Chiefs are just a well-oiled machine. But two, I think those kinds of teams also operate within a much greater margin for error because their offense is so reliably great. And I'm not saying Rodgers has been bad. He has the highest touchdown percentage in the league. But when you know you can move the ball and when you know you can get first downs and get points when you need them, you operate in a way that allows you to have more possessions. I think Mike focuses so much on possession downs because he wants to play like a low-event football game.
I don't think it's right to point the finger at Rodgers in any way for this game. He was not his best. I didn't think he was going to play well to begin with because he just, over the last few years, now that he's older, he doesn't play as well against good teams. He beats up bad competition. And he loses to good competition. He's basically the NFL quarterback version of Penn State under James Franklin. That's what he does. But I think the offense, for the most part, did its job. 25 points against Green Bay is the second most points they've given up all year. Dallas is the only offense that scored more.
Would you call the last touchdown, though, one that is like a true within the flow of a real game? Because I wouldn't.
No, not really. Probably not.
I mean, they
wasn't.
Threw it, and if Smith holds on to the two-pointer, they're going to attempt an onside kick, and it's at least going to be potentially interesting there for a minute. But, like, I still felt Green Bay was in total control of that game.
Right, but they...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You see 35-25. Do you think, oh man, the Steelers offense didn't pack its lunch today, or the Steelers defense? No, that's an easy one.
No, that's an obvious one. And right. I mean, if that's the real talking point here, then it's a good one. Is why is it constantly, other than an ego play, where he thinks Rodgers can handle the criticism and he's just deflecting, but I don't think Rodgers is the kind of guy who's going to take kindly to that necessarily. Why can the head coach not admit the obvious when we can all pick up one of these game books off NFL.com right here, see how many yards per play they're giving up, and realize that that defense is the problem?
He would have taken, regardless if it was Boswell field goals or not, I give his defense a 9-point halftime lead. Tomlin is so...
And the ball coming out of the half.
Yeah, he's so obviously conceited and full of it about his defense, he probably thinks they win that game 100 out of 100 times. So, it's just... I'm perplexed again that he goes back to this well of the offense did us wrong and my 41-year-old quarterback never really got over a bad call. Come on now.
I just don't think there's a lot of a willingness to look in the mirror and say, I mean, I think Mike could, he wouldn't win people over at this. If he came out of a game like that saying, listen, I do call the defense. It's my defense. We got strafed. That's completely on me. I have to be better more than anyone in this organization. If he said that 10-second soundbite, you and I wouldn't come in here and say, wow, a heroic and brave performance. You know what I would say? Mike Tomlin finally told everybody the truth.
Yeah, I would say I'm happy that he owned it. Now, I'm still ultimately
now go out
not
and be
pleased
better.
Because the results have been so bad. But it would be nice to hear. It would be...
He's never once owned it.
It would be reassuring to hear him say... The reason why we're losing these games is because our defense is awful, and I personally need to change and fix
like
all
when
that.
When he says something like where he lumped himself in and said, we've all got to be better starting with me, it always feels stapled on to me by him. I'm like, honestly, I'll even compare him to this. It's like sometimes when Roethlisberger would say, it's on me, guys. And it was on him to a degree, but it was almost theatrical.
But he loved saying that after he actually played a good
well,
game.
Yes. But I mean, he would do it sometimes anyway, but you knew it was partly theatrical and he knew he was supposed to do it. And it was a performative impulse. It wasn't like, do you really think, let me put it this way. Do you really think in Mike's heart of hearts, he believes he is the problem here?
No, I don't at all.
Do you believe in his heart of hearts he thinks that their offense really was the bigger problem in this game? That it didn't get them enough touchdowns and that it didn't respond in the face of adversity well?
Do I think he actually believes that and is just lying to us? Or, I guess, is he just delusional and he won?
No. Do you think he believes in this previous game here that the offense is... Because he's led with it after the
yes,
game.
Yes, I think he does.
That's wild.
Obviously it is.
That's true.
That's why I'm making such a big deal out of it.
I don't know if like sometimes there's a method to the madness and he figures, I'm not going to kill the defense. They've been taking enough slings and arrows. Rodgers and I talked. He knows it's not really on him, but I'm going to say it's on him.
But why would he even play the mind games if I'm going to hold the offense to a higher standard than my defense?
I don't know, man. I'm openly trying to work
when the defense
why.
Is the one that's made up of vets and pro bowlers and all
his,
pros and
he thinks that his
Super Bowl
relationship
winners.
With Rodgers supersedes it and he's not going to kick the defense when they're down and he knows it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode. So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.